Hello, friends. Father Matt here. I am in Milwaukee visiting some friends, and so I did not preach this weekend, so I do not have a Sunday homily to post, but today is the Solemnity of All Saints. It's one of my favorite solemnities of the year because I love the saints, and so I just wanted to do a little podcast just talking a little bit about friendship with Christ. I was just thinking about this weekend and spending time with one of my dear friends, my dear priest friends from the Archdiocese of Milwaukee, and just thinking about how over the years, because of our close friendship, a lot of his friends have become my friends and people who have become very dear to me. And just thinking about how often that's the case in our life. Like when we're close to somebody, we also become close to the ones to whom they are close. I certainly experienced this with the saints as well. I think immediately of my friendship with one of my close friends from the seminary, Rob Kennedy, who's now Brother Maximus Marie. He's a Carthusian monk. And while we were in the seminary in Rome together, we would often visit the tomb of the patron saint of his confirmation, Saint Benedict Joseph Labret, who was a beggar in Rome in the 1700s. And just after Rob left the seminary then to start discerning with the Carthusians, I found myself continuing to go and to visit the tomb of Saint Benedict. And at first I was there just to like pray for my friend Rob, but pretty soon I felt like I needed myself the prayers of Saint Benedict, and I would pray to him too. And now every time I have the privilege of going back to Rome, I always stop by the tomb of Saint Benedict Joseph Labret and feel close to him and have a devotion to him. And it's all because of my friendship with Rob that I became friends with Saint Benedict. And I think these are experiences that we can have in our life that gives us an insight into what it means to be friends with the Lord. Because who are the friends of the Lord? Well, they're the saints. And so Saint Catherine of Siena, Saint Therese of Lisieux, Saint Peter, St. Matthew the Apostle, St. Thomas Aquinas, St. John Vianney, all these men and women were dear friends with the Lord, beloved friends with him. And so if I want to be close to Jesus, and if I want him to be my closest friend, then I'm going to want his close friends to become my close friends too. And so I can become close friends with St. Francis and St. Clare of Assisi and all the saints that I've visited and made pilgrimages to, all because this is what happens with friendship. Our hearts grow and expand as our hearts grow in love, and we want to include more people in our heart and to make more friends. So I love this feast day because I've really come to cherish so many of the saints and feel like I have real relationships with them. And it's simply because of my friendship with Christ and the friendship that I feel with those with whom he is friends. So this is my encouragement for you today on this Solemnity of All Saints, that you'd make friends with the saints and to see in them people who love Jesus so much that they want to be friends with whoever Jesus is friends with. And so if Jesus is your friend, then St. Mary Magdalene wants to be your friend too. If Jesus is your friend, then then St. John Bosco wants to be your friend, or St. John Baptiste de La Salle, or St. Margaret Mary, or St. Teresa of Avila, St. John of the Cross. They want to be your friends too. So let's make friends with the saints to grow in our relationship with Christ, to deepen our friendship with him. Because when we love someone, we want to be close to their friends. And our hearts can expand then in that experience of love and friendship. God bless you. Have great solemnity.